just get the impression it's a wild hog. Mm-hmm. It's rather vicious.
Why do you put the food for the hogs in?
The trough.
Okay. If you had three or four of those, you'd have three or four
troughs.
What would you carry the food out to the trough in?
A bucket.
What
or
kind
a pail.
What kind of bucket or pail?
A slop bucket.
Okay. What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
None. Except maybe that a pail might be a difference. If I had to make the distinction, I would call one that was made of wood a bucket and
mm-hmm.
a tin or something else a pail.
What do you use when you're mopping the floor? You'd call that a...
I mopped the floor the other day and I called it a bucket, so... a very fine line, I guess.
You had a pig and you didn't want to brush be a male hog used for breeding. What would you do to him?
Castrate it.
Any other term for castrate?
Cut.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call the pig then? Mm-hmm. If he had been cut?
Just still a hog.
Okay. And a place where a lot of cows are kept, milk cows, and they sell the milk commercially, said the
dairy farm.
Did you ever hear the word dairy used in another way, like to refer to a little building out in your backyard where you could keep milk?
Mm-mm. No.
Where did people used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators? Did you ever hear people talk about that?
No. Uh-uh.
What about
an ice box? Maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, that was just before that. I have no idea.
What about throwing potatoes and turnips during the winter?
In a root cellar.
Okay. Do they have cellars around here?
No. If you dig more than a foot in the ground, it fills up with water. So they even bury people above the ground here because of that. So that's be quite impractical.
Do they get the water from New Orleans? That's from the Mississippi.
Yeah.
How do they do?
And several companies have artesian wells, but they bottle and sell the water.
Mm-hmm. If you raise a lot of cotton, you'd say this year we had a good
crop.
And you grow the cotton out in
a field. Field.
What would you call something like a field, only a little smaller?
A plot.
Okay. Is that any special size?
No.
And do you ever hear people talk about growing cotton? Have you ever seen it grow?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What sort of work do you have to do with the cotton?
I've seen it grow. I've never worked with it. You have to take the seeds out.
What do you do when it's... I wouldn't do it so much now because they use so many chemicals, but a long time ago when they'd plant cotton, they'd put just a lot of seeds out, and then they'd have to go out and thin the cotton out with the hoe, because otherwise it would be growing too close together.
Hmm? It would choke itself.
Mm-hmm. So what would they say they were doing when they were thinning it out? Do you ever hear an expression for that?
No, thinning it out.
What about scraping or chopping?
No.
What sort of grass grows up in the cotton field?
No idea.
What about out in your yard, if you were trying to have a garden or something, what kind of grass would you
have all kinds. Crabgrass, St. Augustine grass.
What does St. Augustine look like?
Thick blades. You know, big blades. Maybe a quarter of an inch across. And long and tall, grows in crow's feet.
What would you use them to cut the grass with?
Lawnmower.
What do you call the kinds that you don't see them much nowadays at all, but it used to be a real old-fashioned kind that wasn't driven with gas or
hand
electricity?
Mower.
Hmm?